Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Rhys Darby in the Ambassador Theatre on the 11th of June. Tickets are about €31.50, including booking fee. You can get them on ticketmaster.ie. He's back in Galway as well later in the summer, as if one visit wasn't enough. And I'm delighted to say that he is with me now. Rhys, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Listen, thanks a million for taking a few minutes to chat to us. I know, like, it's written there in the title, The Legend Returns. You are back. You have been here before. Have you got certain things that you like to do when you come to Ireland?
Oh, look, if I have enough time, of course. I mean, I love going to the castles. I've got to, you know, we don't have that kind of thing here in America. We're starved of history. The kind of history I like, really old stuff. So, yeah, if I can get out amongst the countryside, and also just walking around the towns, you know, just soaking it up. Especially like Galway. I mean, God, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, Galway is a beautiful spot. So what, when you're talking about history then, is it medieval history? Is that your era of interest?
Love it. Yeah.
So what history, this is the question you have to ask anybody who suggests or confesses to an interest in history. What history podcast are you listening to, Rhys?
No, you got me there. I don't have any history podcasts I'm listening to. I don't have time.
You're too busy. Too busy. Yeah. Well, I mean, you are busy because I'm looking at the dates for the tour. So you've been all over, you know, New Zealand and Australia, and then you've got all these dates here. I mentioned Dublin upcoming and Galway as well, then into July, and you're all over the UK as well. But home for you these days is LA, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So my youngest is still at high school. He's got 3 more years here. So as much as, you know, we get nervous about the whole political situation here, he's at a really good school and we've just got to hold on. So still in LA. Yeah. It's actually not too bad here. Like, it's, California's pretty cool. Like, it's a different world to the rest of the US. So it feels all right as long as you don't turn the news on.
You know, like, so little stuff is made in LA. How to what extent is it still, though, say from your point of view, is it still the entertainment industry's kind of a HQ?
I mean, it's fallen off really since the pandemic and then the two strikes. You know, it's been an ordeal here. We've gone through a lot of strife with AI, with just so many things changing in the world. And when it comes to creativity, I don't know what's happening here, but I think everyone's left. Most things shoot outside of LA. They're trying to bring it back. I know that for a start. There's some plans afoot to get Hollywood back on its feet again, but at the moment it's fallen apart. A lot of people have left. There's not much work. Luckily, I can go and do my live stand-up and you know, make some sort of legendary return, hopefully. it's a shame. Even the voice work, because that's my other bread and butter. I voice a lot of cartoons here, and even that has slowed down. So I hope it comes back, but at the moment, it's feeling weird. And the jobs you do get, you know, they do often shoot in Toronto or even New Zealand or Australia. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and listen, you know, you look at places, even like here in Ireland, so there's a lot of US game shows are shot here in a big studio in Wicklow.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and people fly over, so kind of randomly,
it's
kind
cheaper.
Of like Rob Lowe or someone would be seen wandering
That's
around
right.
the streets of some village
weird.
In Ireland. Yeah, and obviously the UK is the big example of just outside the M25, you have all these massive big kind of studio complexes, and it's on the foot of... Well, it's kind of tax breaks and other incentives. They've got them in. Whereas, I mean, from the US administration point of view, from Donald Trump's point of view, the way to get them back into the US is these 100% tariffs on foreign made movie. So, I mean, what's the view there amongst you and your colleagues about whether that's the way to get business back into LA?
Yeah, it's I think that it isn't. And I think whether he's just suddenly decided that through some angry tweet that that's the way to go without consulting people, it sounds like to me. There's also a group that he's got that, that you know, want to make stuff here, and I get it. But I don't, I think incentives and tax is the way to go to get people to work here and bring the jobs back and actually, you know, putting down some real rules and regulations with regards to AI, because at the moment it's the Wild West with it. It's the tech billionaires are, you know, creating this stuff every day that comes out, and it's better. There's more apps. There's more things that will do stuff for you so that you can create and do it all on your computer.
Yeah.
And it's, so we're in this real rut at the moment because we don't know. It doesn't seem to be stopping. It's the whole problem with AI. It never like, yeah. Okay, man, we've reached the point now where this is it. This is, you know, it's never. It's like just
AI
every
is
day,
over.
Oh, there's
we've
a new
got
thing.
To the end of AI.
AI is over. We've clocked it. So that's and as a creative, that's kind of, it's a bit of a nightmare situation. So that's one of the reasons I went back to live comedy. I also believe that as humans, we need to go and see each other. We need the live stuff, like music, but also comedy. So it's you're laughing at another human. It's got nothing to do with devices or AI. My show is kind of about that. It's about us taking creativity back from AI and the fact that robots are coming. And you know, I used to joke about robots and do impressions of them, and now they're actually, you know, going to be supposedly coming into our homes. I'm like, how is this possible? So I've done a story about that, and I act it out, and I do a lot of physical comedy, and the whole point of it is that when I say the legend returns, it's the legends are the humans. We've got to remember that we created all this stuff, so it's up to us to stop it before it's too late. So that's kind of what the show is about, and it's also just me doing it in a very, very silly way.
Well, if you like the sound of that, human-to-human interaction, no screens, no devices, all very silly, all very entertaining. The legend returns, Rhys Darby. He's going to be in The Ambassador on the 11th of June, and he's going to be in Galway as well in the Roisin Dove later in the summer in July. But Ticketmaster.ie, you can find out all about his upcoming gigs, or his own website, rhysdarby.com as well. Rhys, it's been a real, real pleasure. So thanks a million for chatting to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.